I have. You might find a good safe place, you know, something is special and you don't want to lose it. You put it in a good safe place and then forget where it was.
And forget where that was.
And this looks quite impressive, I know, when you see it that size, but as you can see, there's not much on any one sheet.
Not much on either sheet,
no,
huh?
No, I left a lot of, lot of writing room there. Set that for the right speed.
Well, I just don't know whether I know just what you want or not, and I just don't know whether I know what you want to know.
Oh, shucks. Well, one thing I want to know is how you heated your house when you were a girl.
Huh. Now, you really want me to tell you how they heated the house?
Sure.
Well, you know, sometimes we could get coal, you know.
Uh-huh.
But not always. And now this is just a little off color, but a lot of the winters, everybody in this country there was a lot of people couldn't get coal, sure enough, and they used cow chips.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a lot of our heating in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. I found this up in the panhandle.
Yeah, all over this part. And in the western part, all up in the West Texas and all back in there,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of people that just wasn't able to buy coal. And, of course, it's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm. I'll write things down as we go through here because they're back farther in the,
yeah.
in the book, and
uh-huh.
we can get them as they come up.
Yeah.
How did you carry your coal? What did you have for it when you wanted to bring it in the house?
Oh, usually had a bucket. Sometimes my dad would bring it in a box if it was bad weather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just set it in the floor by the stove. And we usually had one of these little, they were round stoves like so, about this high.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they did call these stoves now. But a lot of people didn't have anything but just an old coal range.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they used for heating. And everybody stayed in the kitchen. And we usually didn't have but just the two rooms, the kitchen and a place where we called the living room and the bedroom and the...
Yeah, no parlors.
No parlors.
Were there parlors here in the big houses?
Oh, yes, yes. And we did later on. When I was, about 10, my father built a house. And we did have a parlor in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, most of the larger homes did, but the old settlers, like my father and mother settled our farm out here 7 miles north of town, and of course there wasn't a stick on it.
Mm-hmm.
They built a half dugout. That was what I was born in.
Mm-hmm.
And my two brothers next to me, I was born in 95, and they was born in 97 and 90, and 1900. Mm-hmm. And I was born in Texas, Greer County, Texas. And my oldest brother was born in the Indian Territory.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all born in the same house, and my second brother was born in Greer County, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So you see.
What a strange
see
thing.
How,
same
uh-huh,
place.
Same place. And I had two other brothers, and they were both born, well, I believe my two baby brothers and my little sister was born in Jackson County,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Did they have fireplaces out here at all?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing to burn
I know we didn't. And none of the people that we visited around here had a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
The heating was just usually all of it just by the old kitchen range.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And most everybody did have a kitchen range. But let me tell you, there were some people that cooked on open far out of doors in front of the dugouts.